could continue making the kind of progress you talked about in recent weeks?
I mean, I thought there was some regression today. Just didn't command the curveball. Slider commanded it, but didn't have the right shape. So, that's going to happen. So, but you executed a lot of pitches still, and everything kind of went to the area I was trying to throw it to for the most part. So, I attempt, that's all you can do. I thought we were really efficient, managed bat speed pretty well for a while, got them to swing, which was good, and then we're set up really well to go super deep and keep us in the game, and just couldn't do it.
How good does it feel to get through this healthy, to be where you are now?
I'd definitely rather be healthy than hurt, so it's going to be an important off season, just like any other, but still, a lot of adjustments to make and things to work on, so good to be in a position to do that.
You had a long winter, but are you pretty excited to think about getting there, getting to Florida next spring, and just you being where you hope to be, and then the team too, just everyone being healthy and starting over?
I don't think that spring training is even in any part of my mind right now. I think that I've got to come to the field tomorrow. First of all, the rest of the guys are going to come to the field tomorrow. We've got a game. We've got to worry about that. Compete tomorrow. And then take things one day at a time. I think that the idea that we're going to arrive in Florida or the beginning of the season next year and everything's going to be the way we want it to is a very dangerous assumption. Every team's going to struggle with injuries. Every team's going to have to face adversity. And this idea that we're just going to walk ourselves into a perfect situation is dangerous. I think that we've got to be anticipate bad adversity, injuries and slumps and struggles, whatever it may be, and learn from what we experienced in that regard this year and last year and every year in our careers, and focus on doing the work in the offseason to put ourselves in a position to handle those things when they occur next year, because they will.
What are some of your personal goals in the offseason?
Yeah, got to get fitter. I need to neurologically reset my upper right side. That is something that I am focused on doing. I've thrown for 13 months straight, so I need to kind of let my body reset, find some symmetry and some just some more ease and looseness. Analyzing how I'm moving, looking at some range of motion stuff, and trying to just take in where I'm at physically, and then put together a program that based on that information, enables me to be in the best place possible.
What is I know Charlie is, how important he's been to you, and what a good friend he is. What's it going to be like tomorrow watching him open that game?
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I still can't believe he's here. Anytime I see him, I'm just like, what are you doing here? So it seems like he was never gone, but at the same time, kudos to anybody that was involved in the decision to do that. I think it was absolutely the right thing. I know it means a ton to him, and it means a lot to everybody else on the team and in our clubhouse, and I hope it means a lot to the fans to see him in a Braves jersey one more time. I know, speak for myself and anybody else that's played with him, that the opportunity to see him pitch here is always special.
All right. Thanks, Spencer.
Thank you.